Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Let us now engage ourselves in prayer. Let us adore our Father. Holy Father, we adore thee, for thou and thou alone art our Lord. Worthy art thou, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou didst create all things, and by thy will they were created, and they existed. Worthy art thou, our Lord, for thou wast slain, and by thy blood didst ransom men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made them a kingdom and priests. Let us confess our sins. Almighty God, who hast given this earth to the children of men, and hast called us to the ways of righteousness and love through thy Son Jesus, open our eyes, that with shame and repentance we may see our part in the disorder, injustice, and suffering of this present time. For seeking selfish gain rather than thy gracious will, for our dishonesty to one another, our indifference to the sufferings of the poor, our hypocrisy and secret self-seeking, for our worship of pride and wealth, for our forgetfulness of things spiritual, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Turn thou our hearts, that we may truly repent, and beholding with clear eyes the great evils which our sins and the sins of our times have brought upon the nations. Lead our hands to the planting of justice, righteousness, and goodwill in the ways of men. Let us thank our Father for his manifold gifts. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for all those who, led by thee, have delivered their people from the domination of tyranny, for all sincere revolutionaries against an enslaving social order or unjust political institutions, for those who have suffered that doors of opportunity might be opened to women and that children might be protected from oppression, for those who have suffered that the minds of men might be freed from ignorance and superstition. And all these things, our Father, we pray in the name of him who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. One word from the preacher. We read, Hearken. He who hath an ear to hear must hear. Hear, O Israel. God encounters us in His Word to us. He calls out His name and our names, but we cannot hear Him, really hear Him, unless He gets our attention. If we don't give Him our attention, we misplace it, for we live in attention. If we do not give our attention to Him, we attend on something else and identify it with Him and become idolaters. The world calls, we hearken and attend its word and make it the voice of God and become idolaters. We ourselves call ourselves and attend our own word and make it the voice of God and become idolaters. Strange phenomenon. God speaks in the world, this world. He speaks in event, occurrence, deed, person, in Jesus. He gets our attention through the preaching of the word in this world. But when we hear this word, it is to obey it, not to listen to it. Strange phenomenon. We are here in this school to develop our powers of attention so that we can hearken. When a man hearkens to God, he hearkens not to the world nor to himself. He, in so hearkening, learns to recognize the world and himself, that they are not God. When we, with all our faculties, are focused in attention upon an earthly fact, we may not be worshiping God. But such attention may lead us to a knowledge of how to give our attention to Him. Strange phenomenon. To hearken to God is to experience grace and to cease living in disgrace. To hearken to God is to lose self-concern, for to hearken to God is to adore Him, and an adoring heart loses its self-centeredness. And when one is encountered by God's grace, or rather when God graciously encounters one, he learns that he lives solely by that grace, and that absolutely nothing can ever serve as a substitute for that grace. Neither program, nor plan, neither creed, nor act. Strange phenomenon. If with all our hearts we truly seek Him, we shall surely find Him, for our seeking Him is naught but our attending to His word.